is The Buzz 24-7 at MorningBuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
That's a salad. Laura's eating a salad.
That is a big salad. You got chi on that? Well, you got some chi? You got some those chicken nuggets? What's going on over there?
You want some of Greg's chi on that?
I can't see it.
I don't know what chi is, but it's chicken.
Yeah, what's short for cheese, man?
Oh. No cheese.
Everybody. You are so...
I'll have a hamburger with chi. You never heard that?
Am I the only cool one in the room?
Yeah,
you're the only cool one in the room.
Only after I got that Dewey.
No, some people... I know it's a slang term, but they just say, throw some chi on that.
No, I've never heard that.
Nobody says that.
Okay, Laura, you're not leaving the house. You're having all the company come over to the house, so you wouldn't hear the slang. Scotty doesn't leave his house and doesn't have people over.
You're not
throwing chi around at the football games and basketball games you're going to. I hang out with the cool older people.
Yep.
Looking,
there's no chi on my salad.
Chi, I will say, I don't use that word, but chi does get used in reference to cheese on a burger.
Okay. I have chicken, avocados, cucumbers, tomatoes, romaine lettuce, spring mix, and that's it. No chi. There's no chi on it. Where do you see chi?
Oh, I saw a lot of shredded cheese on there, I thought.
Shredded chicken.
Okay, I couldn't tell. It looked like chi.
Oh, my God. Stop with your goddamn chi.
That's annoying. Say it two more times, it's going to be like...
Annoying.
Chi. I'm going to get a burger with chi. I can't wait to go home and throw some chi on my nachos. Okay, I don't make this stuff up, dude. It's there. I said Riz, and you guys all laughed at me, and it turns out it was one of the top 10 words of the year.
You did.
I mean, I see things and read things and go, oh, that's a weird name, and it's funny. I think that's why I used it. Okay? I've never been cool a day in my life. I'm not going to start now. Right?
When was the last time your partner, Val, said you calm down about it. Calm down about something that you find yourself getting wound up about.
Oh,
and it doesn't make any sense why you got wound up about it.
When are we driving? Like, honestly, when are we driving? And the thing is I don't really get mad. It's just fun to spout off on another driver, like, you know, and not to them. I mean, I'm in my bubble, right, in the car. Like, if someone does a jerk move, I'm like, you're a freaking idiot. What the fuck is wrong with you? Honey, oh, that helped. Like, she gives me that. Well, that really helped, didn't it? I know it didn't help, but it felt good to release those endorphins.
Sadie was over for date night on Monday. And we're all talking, and Amy gets home, and we're getting ready to, you know, finish dinner. And Sadie goes, wow, did you see what Kanye's wife wore to the Grammys? And I go, it's sad that we're not talking about the music. We're talking about what somebody wore. And then, and
well, Sadie, you don't have to be.
Sadie goes, you're right. I'm sorry. Did you think it was weird that Beyonce won, you know, country album? I'm like, are you just trying to push my buttons? And as I explained to the ladies, which I feel somewhat, I'm by myself. I'm on an island about this. I am very big on stay in your lane.
Why?
I'm by myself on this, and I know I am. There's a ton of country artists that have been country
forever.
They are country. They've done nothing but country.
But country's bled into pop.
No, I understand. But we have a humongous pop artist. Humongous. That woke up one day and said, I'm going to try this. And bang, went over there and made, I haven't heard it, country album, and beat out a ton of people to get a Grammy, a ton of country people.
Yeah.
And I found myself like going off on it for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy's like, well, you, and I'm like, no. I go, you know, stay in your lane. It would be like
Kelly, like some unexpected rock band put out a heavy metal album and beat Metallica. You know what I mean?
Upset about that.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, look at Darius Rucker's done it. Countless people have gone.
And it just
back right.
And forth, I find
right?
it to be, I don't know. Like sometimes when you see somebody you know that is a musician,
Aaron Lewis did it,
and all of a sudden they were doing something all along and doing pretty good at it, but didn't make it big. And then whenever the next big music thing to come out, and I'll use Greg's like as an example. They played in a rock band all of a sudden, and then your Americana music is taking off. It's doing fantastic. All of a sudden, they go from being a rock band, Americana. We're all about Americana now. And you're like, are you just jumping on flavor of the week? Are you...
I brought this up last week, and I thought I was kind of alone on it.
And you, Roadkill, are usually all about, well, they're making money, making bank.
Yeah.
You defend Kiss by how much money they make. So if they're trying to make more money, what's the problem?
Well, but see, Kiss did it a little bit. They did a disco song, but they more or less stayed in the rock and roll lane. They didn't all of a sudden go country. Yes, that was a disco song.
Yeah,
yes. No, I know I said that. But I just mean... I have a hard time with it. And if I was part of the music community, country, I'd be like, seriously?
Well, some people are.
Yeah.
Right? There's always going to be that sort of
People were
faction.
Going... Right. Like, yeah. I know country fans that were so mad about Beyonce winning the country album because they're like, it's because she's Beyonce. There was no other reason because there's a lot of other great country artists
better.
That put a... And they were very insulted that Beyonce just won.
Better country albums that came out last year, but because it's Beyonce, it's all of a sudden...
The Grammys, there's a lot of money behind the Grammys. Yep. Like, it's the music industry patting itself on the back, you know? And what I said last week was, I'm so sick of artists doing country albums for monetary reasons. Mm-hmm. Like Ringo Starr... Give me a friggin' break. And I love Ringo. And look,
he has always liked country music.
No, I get it. He did a Carl Perkins remix. I understand that. And I don't have a problem with them crossing lanes. I have a problem with it's not genuine to me, right? It just doesn't feel genuine. And there are exceptions. You know, like Darius Rucker put out a great country album. And you know what? Aaron Lewis... You know, before he started making everything political, I loved his country music.
I agree with you.
But some people are just doing it because it's the best selling. I mean, without Taylor Swift, the pop industry would be a second place category.
I had this conversation with Amy a while ago.
Country would be first.
I love playing metal.
Yeah.
I love it. It's my thing. Didn't say it was the number one thing in the world and everything, but I like it. And I felt like if all of a sudden I came in here with you guys and said, hey, I... put a new project together. Well, what's it sound like? Sounds like, you know, slow Tom Petty. It's Americana. I think you guys would look at it and go, are you trying to make a quick buck? What's going? I believe that, you know, that's my thing. Beyonce has always been a pop artist. Am I correct?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, it's like rich people going, you know what I'm going to try? I'm going to try this.
It's a market to conquer. And don't think Shinedown hasn't done it. Shinedown, and I love Shinedown.
Yes,
we love Brent, right? Shinedown has they want to reach as many people as they can, but it's not about money with them. It's really about reaching people. And trust me, because I've had conversations with Brent about it. Like Symptoms of Being Human was a crossover hit on a format they never had a hit before, and it wasn't about I want to make more money. They're making enough money. Yep. Trust me, it's about like. Why can't you reach more people? I'm not saying people have to stay in their lane. I would never say that.
Yeah.
But sometimes I doubt the authenticity of wanting to do it.
And
like if you're going to do a country album, I want you to love country music.
I just don't want you to all of a sudden go, "Hey."
Yeah.
And maybe
I get it.
When you mention Aaron Lewis to me, this is me saying this, is not a superstar. Beyonce is a diva, class A diva. She's the best at what she does. Sometimes it's the people that are the best at it that go over here. Where I look at Stained, I can see
maybe
where he...
because they have enough and they're reaching for more money. Is that your mindset?
I don't know what it is, but I found myself... And like even Sadie's like, Dad, I didn't mean to bring it up. And I just said, no, I'm just saying...
You went off.
I did. I was like, what the hell? You know, it's like giving... I sometimes, as it is... Yeah, there's a talent there. She has a beautiful voice. Absolutely. And there is a talent there, but she's kind of went over and took away from some people that are like, I've been country since day one.
If you feel that way, though, maybe shouldn't you listen to a song or two and see if you like it?
You are totally right.
He doesn't listen to anything but, I don't understand it. He doesn't listen to anything but hard rock. And I don't know how he doesn't put a bullet in his brain. Because there's no variety at all in there.
Oh, there's different. There's
like,
Laura
is all
thrash.
Over the map. Yeah. You're all over the map. I'm all over the map because there's a different music for every mood. He's got one mood.
No, see, you're wrong. Death metal, thrash metal, there is pirate metal. Laura knows about it. Arv is pirate metal. I like metal. I did go a little sour in this conversation with him because I went, here, Gojira. Talented metal band. Very talented. Whoa. All of them play their own instruments.
Did they win something?
Yes.
They beat Metallica for the Grammy.
They did the song for the Olympics.
No.
No, and just kind of like, we're going to do this at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's what I was wondering.
And you kind of go, all four of them play their own instruments. Very talented band. They did the Olympics, which totally blew the band. Took them to the next level. And I go, and we're putting them on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
For the Grammys. Yeah, right, because nobody cares. Because you know who doesn't care about the Grammy? Heavy metal people.
No,
until someone doesn't win.
They were all there.
I know.
All the bands were there.
The audience is so small for heavy metal in comparison to the pop world and country. And rock is way down the list as well.
Well, yeah. Look at how many country. You talk about it all the time. There's like how many awards videos for country.
I read this article yesterday talking about how the Grammys have become kind of disrespectful. Like the people on the red carpet interviewed a girl and thought she was a singer of another band.
Yeah.
And the girl played along and was just at the end going, you know, I'm not the person that you think I am.
Yeah.
And just kind of laughed it off and walked away.
Right. Because
she's part of the rock community.
Right.
But then they showed five guys that they interviewed. They all looked the same.
Yeah.
But they knew exactly who each one of these five different musicians were.
And showed
more respect.
I want to back up a little bit because I also want to say that, like, just because someone's rich, like a rich artist, I'm not saying that they can't have artistic reasons for wanting to do something, right? Like if Beyonce, like just all of a sudden found country music and loved it, but
it's going to create more animosity.
Yeah, I don't mind that. U2 took a hard left when they did the album Numb, because it was a discotheque. You know, it was very European, not for me at all. And for those reasons, longtime fan. I'm out. But I wasn't out being a fan. I'm sitting this round out. They have every right, and I want them
absolutely.
To do that. I want them to do that. I just don't have to like it. Mm-hmm. When Metallica came out with Saint Anger, you hated that friggin' album.
Because the drum sound that he got was
awful.
The same drum sound I got on my drum set at 13 years old because I couldn't afford good equipment.
Yeah.
So you were like, oh my God, a $1 billion band is trying to be like more, hey, we're from the streets, we know, tune the drum.
I would rather see a band like the Adam Ezra Group, okay? And I'm not bringing him up because he's a friend, but what I love about them, and you've seen them, and Laura's seen them play as a band, and Kelly, you should because they're amazing. They're just 100% real and authentic.
Yes.
And they're not rich, and they're not going to get rich, although I wish they would. You know, but
I can't afford shoes.
Huh? The guy can't afford shoes. But you know what?
The man out.
They're doing it because they love it. And that's why I love the Jay Giles band when they were up in there. I want someone on stage. This is what I like, and I think this is what Laura likes, if I could speak for you, is you want to see someone who wears their heart on their sleeve. They're giving everything they got out there because they believe in it. I've seen bands that walk through it because it's like they're looking for the fucking paycheck.
Paycheck at
I'm
the end
no
of the night.
Interest in seeing a band like that.
Adam Ezra, to me, Adam, doing what he does, doing it so well. Adam's next album, all of a sudden metal starts taking off. Adam becomes the next Metallica, you'd go.
I would.
That's not Adam. That's not.
Yep.
So I had a hard time with that.
Yeah.
And then we change the subject because I was getting wound up about it. And they're like, is it because you like that? And I'm like, I just believe that it's like the rich people going, ooh, I haven't.
A new toy.
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
And then the people that are 100% country are going, my album did good.
You know what I hate? I hate the use of the word diva. If someone gets labeled a diva, I find it's detrimental.
Right, but they
to me
they embrace it. I think.
Yeah,
sometimes they do. You're right. But what it gets to me is like Tom Brady. The one thing that always bugged me about Tom Brady is his public persona was so exact and chiseled and architected. It felt like, you know what I mean. You never knew what Tom Brady was really like. You know, and so when is last time you saw anything candid come out of Beyonce? Anything.
Right.
You don't.
Yeah.
Right.
And you pick it, Mariah Carey. As soon as they put a diva title on it, Barbara Streisand, all of them. They're never just normal.
If you
get a glimpse of them being normal, you're like, that's what I want to see.
I put the divas as in people that are so up there, but not always my favorite. Like, honestly.
But a lot of that's marketing.
But like Taylor Swift, I think, is... I don't want to put her up there.
She's not up there.
Because I don't want to put her up there. Because I think that she's still very much... Same thing as Pink. I think those are people that are like...
Yeah.
They're just your normal, everyday people that made it big, but
and they're
still
doing what they love.
And still doing what they love.
You can hate Taylor Swift, but she is... crafted, she has rewritten the book.
Oh, I love it.
On how to service her fans because she loves the fans. She's rewritten the whole book. Nobody's done it better than her.
My kids loved her.
Yeah.
Amy loves her. I love it. I love the fact that she goes to a sold out football stadium and kind of giggles a little bit going, I put more people in
who
here.
Who do you despise, Laura,
sure she does
in
that.
The music world? Who do you just like, I just can't stomach that person, performer, or band?
Well, I just don't listen to a lot of country because I can't.
Right, but that's it's not liking it is one thing.
Yeah, it's just not
but
me.
But someone that sours you.
What about Johnny Cash?
For whatever reason.
You don't like Johnny Cash?
I'll listen to some. And I like Garth Brooks. I guess today is country.
Zach?
I will say.
Zach's unbelievable.
I've never listened to him, but I hear some of the stuff that pops up and I'm like, I wouldn't listen to it.
But is there someone like that you...
Kid Rock, I just don't like his hair. The grease and the stringy hair really bothers me. I don't know him as a person, but... It's the hair that...
Yeah, Bob is his name, Bob.
Bob looks like he needs a haircut and a shower. It's just way too greasy and stringy. Like, Roadkill has that kind of hair, but you don't let it get greased, though.
Yeah. I wash my hair every day.
Yeah, he looks... I don't wash my hair every day, but you don't have to wash it every day. You just can't let it look stringy.
I comb it.
Is there a performer, Kelly? It doesn't have to be a musician. It could just be a performer that you just look at and you go, I don't want anything to do with it. Just not interested at all. Like Motley Crue, I talked about it today on the show. I have nothing for Motley Crue anymore.
Kiss, I guess I could care less. And actually, when a song comes on, I'll change the channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Historically, I appreciate them, but their songs are relatively all the same.
For me, it's some of the big pop guys that I go, watching that the other day about with Kanye West on SNL.
Yeah.
How as Lauren Michaels just didn't go... Then go.
Well, they're right.
And I understand that by having him on the show,
it's
helping the show. But these guys would just think they're so above. And like Diddy.
Puff Diddy,
Puff Diddy,
right,
where
exactly.
you go.
Yeah. The whole world bows down and kisses the ring and does anything you want. And look at the shit that was going on.
A woman won an award and you went up on stage and took that moment away from her because you felt what you had to say was more important. And that to me is like...
I think there's mental illness involved there, though.
But I just mean, who do you think you... You couldn't go, hey, you know what? I didn't win. Congratulations. Instead, I have to go up and go, I think that...
You know,
took that moment away from her.
You know, I just can't. And I know he's very popular. Like, got young guys love him. And I just can't. I love Shane Gillis. Shane Gillis is one of my favorite comedians. Probably might be my favorite comedian at the moment. I love him. I like Matt Rife. There's so many comedians. Like, I like Tomlinson. I like Whitney Cummings. And I like Nikki Glaser. I can't take Theo Vaughn. I just can't take him. And I
have no idea.
Theo Vaughn's guy's got the mullet, the little chin. I don't know. He sold out the Casino Ballroom in like 5 seconds. People love him. I don't get it. Don't get it. I mean, Bert Kreischer. I listen. I check out all these comedians because I love comedians. But Theo Vaughn just hits me wrong. I don't. And maybe it's not fair. Maybe I don't know enough. Like, because, I don't want to say. I'm not saying he sucks. I'm saying he's not for me. You know what I mean? There's a big difference in saying that, But I look at him, I can't take his face.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to vent again about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the money grab. If I feel like you're making music for money, I'm probably not going to be as good a fan. Mm-hmm. I would rather listen to a band that isn't known, like Golden Oak. Or the Waylon Jennies, or Brothers Comatose. I'd rather see him at Stone Mountain, a small place. And that's what Laura is, too. That's why stadiums, cool. I'd rather be in a small, small club.
Every time I say I'm done going to a stadium show.
Somebody goes that you want
to see. Somebody goes. Yeah. Because I was really done with stadium shows. And Amy, I'm glad she did now, really pushed me to do the 2 days of Metallica that last year. And I'm glad I did.
AC/DC.
But sometimes to me, it gets so big that it's like, wow.
Now you take somebody like Taylor Swift who takes that big place. And other artists too can do it. U2 has done it. Kelly knows that you forget that you're in a big place because they make it feel like a small place. So there's good and bad to that. The older I get, the more it becomes, I'm not up for the fucking hassle. of going down.
Well, it's no longer, you know, yeah. It's a. Yeah. We went 4 hours before the show and got stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
You know, the last time I went to Gillette, not for this last time, but the time before that, four hours I left, and we made it in with like 15 minutes before the band started. And you're like,
it's a whole day thing.
It's a whole day event.
And we are, I mean, collectively spoiled because we've all seen a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and Laura and Jeff go to probably more shows than both of us combined.
Yeah.
Right, I think
it's because
it all the time,
and we have so many festivals lined up, so we're seeing way more artists. In
right,
days.
Right, and that's just that's what they love to do, and I can dig that. There was a time in my life when I did that, but now I've gotten older.
Okay, a show is coming to town. I'll say who's the opener, because if there's only one band on a bill of five or six bands, I kind of go no. But if there's two or three, I go okay. I'm going to be tired, but I'm going to see two or three bands that I like on this bill.
I'm telling you right now, on the podcast here in the Buzz 24/7, next week we're going to tell you about a show that is coming, and I said it was a dream show for me to see this band in this particular location. It's coming, and they're going to tell you about it next week.
Whoa.
And when I tell you who it is, you're going to go, you did say that.
You did.
I am very excited about that.
Oh, my God. You did say that.
Very, very excited about it. Can't wait to tell you about it. So, anyway, I can't tell you right now. But
I was
anyway,
going to say, am I supposed to put it
in? I don't even think you know yet.
Okay.
I don't even think
Laura
you know
knows.
Yet. No. Laura knows because she knows stuff ahead of time.
Because, I have to put in all these secret proposals.
Yeah, but this one is hot off the presses that I just found out about yesterday.
The band doesn't even know, anything. But Greg knows.
I was going to say, am I supposed to put in a proposal? Just let me know.
They already know that we're going to want to do that, right?
Well, okay, because I have you.
Yeah. So that's all I can say.
Is it Black Sabbath?
It is not.
No, okay.
It is not. That would be a dream show for you. Not for me, but for you. I would give up that dream show if it could be, if you can give it to you, if I had one shot.
I appreciate that.
I would do that.
Very nice.
So anyway, I don't mind people changing lanes. I just don't want people doing it for money. Because then I'm kind of...
Well, I know Beyonce doesn't need the money, but still.
But she might have done it for attention.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, stealing it from somebody that really put their heart and soul into country.
It's just one of those things, like, say your son, since 5 years old, is loves country music, put an album out last year, did very well.
Now,
well, he's not going to...
No, because he's going against Beyonce.
Yeah.
But being fair now, none of us have sat down and listened to the record. It might be a really good record. Oh, she's great.
Better than most country
artists. She's great. No question about it. And country is a very, it's a format, it's a genre of music that's built on tradition. So anything that bucks tradition is met with some resistance anyway. You know what I mean? So, but... whatever, it's the Grammys. I don't really get upset about them. I watch them for the show, which was pretty good, by the way. All right. Well, anyway, we got to go. But have a great day, everybody. I will be thinking of you on the private jet this afternoon with the Cristal flying down to Philly to go see some hoops. Okay, with the VIP thing.
G in the house.
Might have a hot dog. You know what I mean. So, all for Lead to Helping Can. I want to thank Primary Bank, Bill, everybody at Primary Bank. Also, our winners, Alex and Jesse. We're going to fly down and see the Miami Heat play the Philadelphia 76ers in Philly. And then get to meet Duncan Robinson from New Hampshire afterwards. And then we fly back.
Maybe you could thank him for your $100 you win if he scores the first bucket in the game.
I hope so. I'll see you tomorrow with 2 hours sleep. So, it should be fun. Rock on. Yeah.